thank you for downloading this garden cutting from the National Trust. I'm Alan Power, the head gardener at Stourhead in Wiltshire, and today I'm at Croom in Worcestershire, one of Capability Brown's first landscape gardens. The National Trust works in partnership with many landowners and tenant farmers around the country, but one particular relationship that has developed at Croom Court is a relationship with Karen Cronin and her husband Chris, who bought the wall garden and gardener's cottage here in the year 2000. They've been restoring the garden themselves over the past few years and have been opening it recently. Karen, it's a pleasure to meet you, and especially to be standing here in such a massive wall garden. The work is bearing down on top of me. I mean, what was it like in 2000 when you bought the place?
Completely derelict and completely overgrown and wild, but in its own way it was very beautiful even then, and I think that's what really attracted us to it. It was in such a state that we really didn't know what we were buying.
You're productive here already, you know, you've made massive steps forward. Do you mind telling us what you're producing at the moment and what you're growing in the wall garden?
Right, well, we grow a little bit of everything, really. I like to cook, so I like the idea of coming and picking my own produce. We've grown sweet potatoes this year for the first time.
Have you?
And they've been successful.
Really?
We've obviously, as you can see, we've got lots of fruit trees, which are going to be espaliered against those wires. We've got a whole path that are full of old varieties that have come from either Hereford, Worcestershire or Gloucestershire, and then another path which is full of more modern varieties, the eldest one going back to 1955, I think. The idea there is that people will be able to see the difference of the progress of apples and be able to taste the difference between an old apple and a new apple. We've got an espalier of pear tree and of cuckers as well. You know, we grow beans, we grow cabbages, we grow everything.
Heading into the winter and looking at the months ahead, I mean, we can see the work that you've achieved this year with the wires and the espaliers. But what I love in the where we're standing is the contrast to the left. There's kind of established fruit beds, there's cages protecting next year's crops. On the right-hand side, there's a JCB, there's a dumper truck. You know, it's a real story, isn't it?
Yes.
I know that you've mentioned that there's a few daffodils been planted, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, up in the very top bank, last year we planted 5,500 daffodils.
Just a few.
With some help from our volunteer friends. And this year I've bought just over another 1,000 to go below that. And then that's then going to be sowed with a wildflower meadow, which I thought would be rather nice to help with the pollination. And also for the general public, we'll bring summer colour and also the bugs for the children to look at. Out for and the butterflies and things, so we thought that would be very interesting. We're also developing another bed further down, which again I've bought a load of tulips to go in for, so that'll be all done in the next sort of month.
In kind of 5 years' time, in the middle of the summer, if we were to put a deck chair out here, what would you want to see?
The Todd Vinery will be fully restored, and hopefully we might even have managed to start on the hot wall as well, because our real dream is to be able to fire that up again one day.
It's amazing. I want a hot wall. It's this hot wall was heated by furnaces, wasn't it?
Well, there was five underground little fireplaces, and in fact the way that they look, there's one that's exposed at the top, we've left it for people to see. If you can imagine what in a Victorian bedroom, the sort of size of the fireplace in there, well, they're about that kind of size. But we understand that the main reason that you get a hot wall is because of the glass tax, the window tax, as people know it. So if you had a glass house, you had to pay tax on the glass in your glass house. So it was a way of trying to get an extended growing season without having to pay the exchequer a lot of money. So in fact, when the glass tax was rescinded, most people just stopped using their hot walls. And I don't think there's that many left now.
It's lovely. I've been to Croom quite a few times and I've kind of wondered at the walls from the other side, and you wonder what's in there. And, from what you've described, the National Trust volunteers get to come through that gate and get that wow factor when they come in. And the fact that visitors can see the whole property now, they can see Brown's work outside and they can, visit you when you're open and come in and see what's going on in here as well. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. It's been lovely to see your wall garden. Your very, very best of luck with it. And thanks a million for your time today. Hope you've enjoyed this garden cutting from the National Trust. You can subscribe or follow on your podcast app for the full programme. Join us for December in Sissinghurst. We'll see you then.
I'm Bettany Hughes. I've been visiting National Trust properties all my life. But in this series of podcasts, I'm going beyond the delights of teas and topiary to reveal the surprising European roots of some of the most splendid sites in England. You can subscribe to my series by searching for Bettany Hughes's 10 Places, Europe and Us, on your podcast app.